Lots to like in the jobs report out this morning. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There's news the economy created 250,000 more jobs in October. Not only is that higher than expected, but many workers who've been out of the labor force not looking for work got back in. True, some of the strength is a rebound from the month earlier when many couldn't work because of Hurricane Florence in the east, but it's not all that. Christopher Lowe has been combing through the new report today. He's chief economist at FTN Financial in New York.
The mix of jobs was good. The service-producing industries, they added 179,000 workers, which is decent, but by 2018 standards, it's really not very good. But on the other hand, looking at goods-producing jobs, the highest-paying jobs, construction, manufacturing, mining, which is includes the oil industry, there were 67,000 jobs added, the most since February.
Wages were up, but not spectacularly. But what's interesting is actually people came in from the sidelines, people who've been discouraged from looking for work, got jobs.
There was a really big increase in the labor force, 711,000 actually. It is maybe deceptively big because the sample size in that particular survey is small. The important thing is the unemployment rate was actually stable, even though the job gain was terrific. Meanwhile, on earnings, average hourly pay, nevertheless, on a year-on-year basis, is back above 3% for the first time since it was falling in early 2009. So a cycle high on pay, which is not bad news at all.
All right, Chris Lowe, FTN Financial, thanks for the briefing.
You're welcome, David.
An update this morning about U.S.-China relations given the trade war. Bloomberg News, citing unnamed sources, is reporting the Trump administration may be drawing up a more concrete list of things the U.S. wants from China to get negotiations moving. There's no independent confirmation of this, and many analysts remain skeptical. At the same time, the administration is pledging to prosecute more Chinese companies accused of stealing intellectual property. This includes the Justice Department indicting three former employees of the microchip maker Micron yesterday for allegedly handing trade secrets to the Chinese. Marketplace's Ben Bradford has more.
Micron makes memory chips for electronics, including smartphones. It relies heavily on Chinese manufacturers. But at the same time,
Chinese policy is to squeeze them out of the market.
Jim Lewis at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, he says this is emblematic of the dilemma facing U.S. tech companies.
How do we work with Chinese companies in a way that doesn't end up selling them the rope we would use to hang ourselves?
The Trump administration's broad answer includes the crackdown on intellectual property theft, but also tariffs, limits on U.S. tech exports to China, and restrictions on visas for tech workers and students.
The goal is really to disentangle the U.S. economy from the Chinese economy.
Susan Shirk chairs the 21st Century China Center at UC San Diego. She thinks the strategy is too heavy-handed. Tech companies are also conflicted. They want protection for their intellectual property while criticizing tariffs for disrupting their business. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.
Canada has had remarkable success luring U.S. film and TV production north of the border where costs can be lower. But the U.S. has something Canada lacks, Hawaii, with its lush tropical location. Hawaiian officials predict this could be the most lucrative year for filming, but there could be a limit. January 1st, a new ceiling on tax rebates for film and TV production go into effect. Heidi Chang reports from Honolulu.
When the original Hawaii Five-O premiered in 1968, it was the first television series to shoot on location in Hawaii. Then when CBS launched a reboot of the show in 2010, the movie industry spent $400 million filming here, which set a new record. Now with the Hawaii Five-O reboot in its ninth season, CBS is also producing a remake of Magnum P.I. Thanks to those shows and several movies made here, state officials expect revenues for this year will surpass that previous record. So what attracts filmmakers to the Aloha State?
I think nothing looks like it. I think it's the most beautiful place on the planet.
That's Hollywood showrunner Peter Lenkov, who's the executive producer for the reboots of Hawaii Five-O and Magnum P.I. The state also offers tax incentives to productions, up to 20% on Oahu and 25% on other islands.
And that gives you a rebate on your spend.
Georgia Skinner is chief of Hawaii's Creative Industries Division. She says each project is limited to a $15 million cap on that rebate. This year, the state anticipates it will reimburse a total of $80 million to productions. But starting in January, Hawaii is going to put an annual ceiling of $35 million on its rebate. Dean Desjarlais co-founded Hawaii Media Inc. on Oahu. Its warehouse is packed with equipment it rents.
We supply camera dollies for Hawaii Five-O, for Magnum, and we also provided them for Midway, which was a feature film that was shot here recently.
Since the company began providing equipment to Hawaii Five-O, its revenues have doubled. Desjarlais is concerned about the new rebate cap and points out other states have imposed caps.
In the other locations where they have instituted caps, the business has fallen off the table.
Under the new law, production companies can roll over rebates into another year when the ceiling is reached. In Honolulu, I'm Heidi Chang for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.